The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. David Trainer is here. David, of course, president and founder at New Constructs. And if you want more information, newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks, so you can get more information there about anything you hear us talk about here. And they're on Twitter, at New Constructs. But right now, they're on Money Life. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks very much.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
John Hancock Small Company Fund.
Danger, danger.
It's John Hancock Small Company Fund, JCSAX. Now, this is an interesting piece to me, because this is a fund that is up like 11.5% this year. If you're looking year to date and you were a shareholder in this fund, you would not be going, man, this fund stinks. But you're obviously looking at it, wondering,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Well, actually, you've decided it's not as attractive as somebody might think it is just from looking at an 11+% return. So what is the problem here? Is it stock selection? Is it the sector that they're in? What's going on that puts John Hancock Small Company in the danger zone?
You know, it's one of those situations where oftentimes past performance is not a good indicator of future performance. Just because it's done well for a while, it often means the opposite of what people like to believe it would mean. And that just means there's more risk because stocks have run up, the valuations are more stretched, and we're dealing with a fund that, on balance, allocates more capital to unattractive stocks than its benchmark and allocates less capital to attractive stocks than its benchmark. From a fundamental perspective, and I'm not here to say fundamental should be 100% of the decision, but I certainly don't think they should be zero. From a fundamental perspective, this fund looks like a bad stock because it holds mostly a bunch of bad stocks.
And this is the case where fund performance, relative and absolute performance, are where you wind up seeing disagreements. Because, again, those numbers on an absolute basis, you know, if you tell most people, hey, you're going to get, you know, what do you expect from small caps, right? You expect large cap stocks to give you a 10% return based on historic norms over time. You expect small cap stocks to give you 1.5 to 2% more than that. And this fund is in that. And yet this fund has been lagging its small cap peers. That's where the problem is. So is this one of those cases where, yeah, it's been achieving it with bad stocks, but then also it's that disconnect between absolute and relative?
Yeah, it's both. You know, I mean, we've been in a market where the bloom is off the rose with respect to active management. And we've realized that most of the time these folks they're not doing the fundamental research that we think that they're doing. They're mostly closet indexers and chasing performance, which is why we've seen the huge shift away from active management to passive management, because at the end of the day, the long-term performance just isn't there. And this is a great example of, I think, what's been going on here at the John Hancock Small Company Fund. You've got some folks who have just been chasing performance and not doing diligence, and you know, that's a strategy that can work for a little while. It doesn't work long term, not in the micro situation of this one, more in the macro of all mutual funds, especially when you layer on top of the fact that, you know, you're paying a lot more to be in this fund than you should pay for an ETF. And so more risk and more cost is not a long term recipe for success. I could be wrong. This thing could turn around and be amazing. But as it stands right now and making investment decisions today, higher risk, higher cost, it's just not smart. I could be wrong. You could get lucky. But at the end of the day, I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in predicting the future. I believe in understanding risk reward. That's your best way to engage with the future, in my opinion. And, you know, you got way too much risk and not a lot of upside.
Do you also have, in this case, maybe not the kind of scenario where you go, you know, when we're talking most dangerous, we're going, wow, this stock, you know, if you're talking about stock or this fund in this case, is going to crater. You're not actually necessarily worried that it's going to completely implode, but there is a price to be paid for mediocrity. And, you know, hey, you're getting what you think you should be getting, but you're not getting the category average or something closer to it. That's going to cost you a lot over time. Is that the bigger moral of the story here?
Yeah, I mean, Chuck, that's absolutely the moral of the story. That's a great way to articulate it, especially when you're dealing with a fund. You don't have typically the single stock risk that you have in being a single stock, but you still have, you know, you're losing money. You know, it's you're not getting paid to wait. You're paying for performance, and if you're overpaying, and that's what I'm seeing here. Look, with an expense ratio of 107 basis points versus 20 basis points for the iShares Trust Russell 2000 ETF, which is the benchmark that Lipper assigns for this small cap fund, you're paying a lot more, and you're also paying another 62 or 63 basis points a year for trading costs based on the fund's annual portfolio turnover, 123%. So, you know, look, if you want to pay more for more risk, be my guest. But I don't think that's going to be a strategy that serves you well over the long term.
No, I agree. And that's why the John Hancock Small Company Fund, JCSAX for the A-shares, is in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be with you.
David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. For more information, go to newconstructs.com. Check out their blog if you want more information on all danger zone picks. Up next, Kathy Boyle will be here with the Money Life Market Call. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.